His jersey. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am back. I am back. It has been a while. I am sorry for the absence. I know you miss this voice. I know I miss your ears. You know exactly what happens next. I am your Beer League unrestricted free agent, your future fourth liner, your retired softball legend, middle school basketball, Coast City champ, three-point machine, your waiver wire warrior. As always, follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Patreon at Laces Out Finkel. Make sure to check out the Facebook group. Big shout out to the airplanes up above. Today, I have a little surprise for you.
It's the Laces Out Finkel Super Show.
Just that. It's the Super Show. I promised it. I'm delivering it just like the Postal Service should, even though we're frozen up in the North and the Midwest. Anyway, there's a lot to talk about. Lot happening. This is one of those Dallas sports shows where I go over all things Dallas sports, with the exception of maybe FC Dallas, which I may or may not have a little inside connection with that one. We'll see how that kind of plays out here in the next couple of weeks. On a personal note, got a lot going on. Switching career paths, a little pow, a little slingshot in a different direction. That starts Monday. I'm not going to give too much information on it because it's, you know, it's the start of something new. It's the start of something fresh. I don't know exactly how it's going to play out. It's definitely a lifestyle change, so it's going to kind of get in the way of the podcast, but not in a place where it's going to completely end it. So do not worry. Have no fear. I will remain here. So that's a good... Yes, thank you. Thank you to the three in the audience. Big things going on here in Dallas sports. I don't even know where to start. First off, I do know where to start. The Texas Rangers announced that they are going to be using a synthetic grass, not the marijuana type, in their ballpark, and people are just so mad. The baseball purists, they cry like little children and they whine like little babies. But you know what? At the end of the day, you're getting a brand new ballpark. And you're getting a brand new ballpark with a retractable roof. And you're getting a ballpark with a retractable roof with air conditioning in the state of Texas. You all know I don't like Houston. I don't like the city. I don't really care for the people. And I despise the sports teams there. But one thing that they did do right was they put a roof on their ballpark, because no one needs to be outside for 4 hours at a time in the state of Texas in the middle of June, July, and August, even into September. It's too hot outside. Temperatures teetering in the hundreds. Heat index. Listen, there is a polar vortex in the Midwest with the wind chills down in the negative 25 degrees. You can hear the airplanes flying people in from the Midwest to escape the polar vortex. You can throw a cup of water in the air, and before it has time to hit the ground, it is snow. That is how our summers are in the opposite direction. It's 105 degrees outside and the heat index is like 125. So all you baseball purists that are saying that the game should be played outside, you can find a bar with an outside patio and a TV facing outside from the inside, and you can sweat your chicharrones off and let me know how enjoyable your experience is as I sit inside the ballpark with air conditioning, and who gives a hoot if it is turf or if it is real grass? I can tell you who doesn't give a hoot. That would be the guy putting these noises in your ear. Me! So all of you baseball purists out there crying like little bebes, get over it. You're still going to buy tickets. You're still going to go to the games. You're going to gripe the whole time? Well, you know, back in my day, this game was played outside. Okay, well, back in those days, they probably didn't have this little thing called global warming. Yo! It's too hot outside. I went to one game last season, and it was in April. They beat the Astros. That's the only game I needed to see. I only needed to see the Astros lose once and the Rangers win once. That's all I needed. That's all my little heart desired. And my thirst was quenched. So, just get over it, baseball purists. It's a wash. It's a losing argument. Fun little fact, too, about this this whole ballpark change. The ballpark in Arlington, because you know I will not call it the name that it's been given. The ballpark in Arlington, even though it was opened up in April 11th, 1994, you're learning something today, people. Even though it was opened up April 11th, 1994, my birthday, it is considered one of the oldest ballparks in existence today. Obviously, you have ballparks like Wrigley and Fenway. But if you even think about it, the Yankees ballpark, that was torn down within the past 10 years and built a new one. I mean, look at Atlanta. Atlanta, I think, has one of the newer ballparks, and they already jumped ship and moved into a new ballpark. So, it is the final year at the ballpark in Arlington. They have a ton of promotional bobblehead giveaways. There are some stirrings that they're going to bring back, and I'm just going to create these stirrings because someone posted a picture on the old Instagram the other day, and they were basically hinting at new uniforms, which, don't get me wrong, I think the Texas Rangers need a complete overhaul when it comes to their uniforms. The red, white, and blue is a classic look. It's time. The era of the World Series runs is over right now. We need to move on. Josh Hamilton is gone. Michael Young is gone. Ron Washington's cocaine addiction is gone, hopefully. But we need to move on, and we need to rebrand as a franchise. So, anyway, there was a picture posted. I think it was Nomar Mazara and one of their league officials or one of their team officials were sitting with a bunch of hats, or it might have been Joey Gallo. Regardless, it was one of their more well-known players, and, you know, they were pointing at pictures. This is pictures. I like this picture. And so, yeah, obviously, people started circulating the rumors. You know, I don't think they're getting a complete overhaul on their uniforms this season. I think more along the lines they're going to bring back all of the uniforms that they wore in the times from 1994 to now, which would make sense, and it would cause me to go, hey, take my monies, because I'm a sucker for new uniforms. I've been chirping the Stars social media and their front office for a year now about third alternates, and we still haven't gotten one. Don't even get me started on the fact that Adidas released these all-star jerseys. I'm getting off topic. I'll bring it back. I'm going to bring it back. But Adidas released these all-star jerseys, these awesome recycled material all-star jerseys, and then they pulled one of the colors away. There's only two colors, and they're not even colors. They're a shade. They're black and white. So, oh, so frustrating. I was ready to throw my money at that black jersey, and they took it back. But I say all this because it's the last season at the ballpark. I really, really, I suggest you make a trip. whether it be opening day, I'm going to try to at least go to the last home game at the ballpark. Opening day this season is against the Cubs, so it's going to be a sellout. If you can get standing room tickets, get standing room tickets. The fact that you can say that you were there is huge. So go to a couple of games. I'm going to at least go to a couple of games before it gets brutally hot outside. So baseball purists, get over it. It is what it is. I just boo-hoo, I say to you. But that's all I have for baseball, because yes, they have signed a bunch of free agents, but let's be completely honest with each other here, people. The Rangers are not going to compete for really anything this season, barring some miracle turnaround. We'll see. It's a rebuilding phase, and they've only got one brick or two bricks and a foundation with Elvis Andrews. That's pretty much the one brick that I can really think of, because you can say Joey Gallo, but Joey Gallo, to me, is another Chris Davis type. He might have one explosive season and then go on to lead the league and set records for how terrible he is. Shout out Chris Davis up in Baltimore. But this team is not going to do much. We're going to have to sit and watch the Houston Disastros, you know, with their farm system intact, come up and make a run to the World Series. So I am more of the essence this season of anybody but Houston, which is normally not what I go for, because Houston's been a terrible, terrible, terrible team for the better part of 20 years, and they finally were so bad that they acquired so many prospects that they finally were like, we have been so terrible for so long that we have acquired top 10 picks for the last 10 to 15 seasons, so it would be hard-pressed to not have a phenomenal baseball team. I cannot stand Houston. Moving on, the Cowboys. So the Cowboys named Kellen Moore their offensive coordinator, which it's a move in a different direction. Is it the right direction? I don't know. Only time will tell. And believe it or not, that's not even the biggest news of the whole week. And it's not the fact that Chris Richards is going to stick around, even though he was getting a lot of attention from other franchises in the NFL, the No Fun League. It is the fact that Jason Garrett will not be extended. He will not be given an extension. There he is, Jason Garrett, everybody, with his interview. Just a bunch of hand claps. Jason Garrett's not getting an extension, so that means he is on the hot seat. This is his contract year. So we will see how he does. Now, I don't necessarily, because you've heard the podcast, you can go back and listen to it. There is proof. I like the people on this team. I like the guys on the field. By the way, bold prediction, Sean Lee's going to retire this season, this offseason. I think he's just going to come to terms with the fact that he's a broken man. He's going to retire, and he's going to take a coaching position. Also, side note, I'm sad that Kellen Moore took the offensive coordinating position, because that means Tony Romo is going to stay in the booth for one more year, and the mute button will get worn out by yours truly, okay? Moving on from that. So, no extension for Jason Garrett. We're going to keep playing those claps, because my word, what a beautiful, beautiful news story that is for me, because I think that if this team does what this team does best, as far as the coaching staff, the front office is concerned, and they have a, wait for it, you've heard this before, mediocre season, he's gone. He's out. And I could not be more excited. I don't want the Cowboys to lose because it just destroys everyone's mood in Dallas. Everyone is just moping around. They expect this team to win the Super Bowl every year. We know they're not going to because the Patriots are still in existence, people. Also, we will have a different story on the Patriots and the Rams here in the next couple of days. The Super Bowl is this Sunday. Blah, blah, blah. I'm carrying and I'm rambling. What I really want to get to is the fact that I kind of don't want the Cowboys to do well. This is what I wanted. This is what I wanted this past season that I was given a hard time for, and it didn't happen, and so Garrett was not fired. The table is set. We've already snacked on the hors d'oeuvres. We now have the silverware in our hands. And the main course is succumbing. And you know what that main course is? Rhubarb. And we are going to lose our main course, hopefully this season. I'm bringing this. Jason Garrett's the main course. I want Jason Garrett to get fired. I don't want him to be in this organization anymore. And the table is set. Clap, clap, clap. For him to get fired. If the Cowboys are under 500 by the halfway point of next season, Jason Garrett will be fired. Believe that. Who dat? Unemployed. Dat who? Who they? They looking for jobs. They who? Weho. Somebody say weho. We'll see how that plays out. But watching the many news facets this week when it came to Kellen Moore being named the offensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys going into next season, the young coaches are stepping in. And Garrett is going to be kind of a scapegoat or a fall guy, because if they go sub 500, Jerry, let me clear my throat a little bit because I got to let Jerry...
If they go under 500, and Jason Garrett, I'm gonna have to ask him to. Here's a cardboard box. Put your trophy. Oh, you don't have any trophies. Put your gloves that you protect your little clappy hands with, and we'll severance a package for you, and send you on your way.
I don't see Jason Garrett surviving next season. And watch, you know, I'm going to sit here, I'm going to, oh, they're going to go over 500, he's going to get fired. Watch what happens. Because I don't deserve to be happy. Watch what happens. They're going to go undefeated. They're going to be like 6-0, 7-0, 8-0. They're going to extend him. And then they're going to lose 5 or 6 games and go right back to that mediocre island that they've been living on for 20 years now. It's a frustrating time in Dallas. So we'll see how that plays out. I don't know anything about Kellen Moore because he really didn't do anything professionally. You're going to hear people say, oh, he's been groomed to be a head coach, or he's been groomed to move into coaching. I don't know. The last time we had a quarterback that was being groomed to be a head coach, he began to be mediocre every single season because he is the head coach now. So I really hope that we're not getting history repeating itself here. But time will tell. We shall see. Moving on. Now, usually when it comes to, you know, the certain cycle of sports, there is a order in which I prefer them. But the main story of this show, believe it or not, brothers and sisters, is not going to be hockey today. It's going to be basketball. And I say that because I want to talk about the Stars first before I talk about the big moves that the Mavericks made in yesterday. So let's jump into some hockey talk, some hockeys and coffees talk. Man, if you are a hockey fan in any capacity, you should definitely be invested in the Stars right now. It is an exciting time. Things might be changing. The Stars brought back Jamie Oleksiak, Big Rig, the Deuce. I say that because he was number 5 last year with the team. Then they traded him to the Pittsburgh Penguins for a 4th-round conditional draft pick. And then the Penguins traded Jamie Oleksiak to the Stars for a 4th-round conditional draft pick. They just swapped. Snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap. So, Jamie Oleksiak is back, and he is no longer number 5. He is number 2. The Deuce. But, he solidifies... He ferdigburst. Howdy, we're having a hard time with words today. He solidifies your blue line. For those of you that do not know, the blue line is the defenseman. And for those of you who do not know, the defensemen are the blue line. 2 of them. So we got Jamie Oleksiak back. Big Rig, the Deuce, is back in Dallas where he belongs. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. I think he definitely was in a good place with Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh is a franchise built on success. They're a franchise built on winning. So hopefully in his time there, he was able to soak some things up from Evgeny Malkin, Matt Murray, Sidney Crosby, people of that nature that have won Stanley Cups before. And I hope that he brings that back to the team when we make this Stanley Cup run this year. Bold statement. But the reason I think it's a really exciting time to be a Stars fan is because we are right in the thickety-thick 2 C's of the season. We are right in the thickety-thick 2 capital C's of the Western Conference. We are currently holding the top wild card spot. And we play the Minnesota, you took our hockey team, then you won a Stanley Cup, and we are never going to stop being bitter about that Wild. And they are a position ahead of us in the standings. So if we beat the Wild tonight, when we beat the Wild tonight, confidence is key, people. Take it, live it, love it. We will jump ahead of them and then be in third place in the West. It's just really, really packed tight, like sardines in here. That's really packed tight in the Western Conference, which is ironic because last season, the Central Division, that's the one that the Stars are in, kind of just stole the show and just wiped the board clean when it came to the standings, except for the Stars in the later half of the season. But it's just a really interesting time. And it's also going to be one of those times where the Stars are going to be making some moves. I'm going to read you a list. I was at the game on Wednesday. That's the day I went. 1-2-0 victory. And you guys ever have brain farts? That's what's happening to me. Boy, I cannot tell you who they played on Wednesday, and that is quite a bit embarrassing. Let me look. The Sabres, the Buffalo Sabres. So they were playing the Sabres. They won 1-0. But what was interesting was this list: Vancouver, Vegas, New Jersey, Nashville, Montreal, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Tampa Bay, Los Angeles, Winnipeg, Anaheim, New York, Minnesota, Detroit, Toronto, Edmonton, Philadelphia, San Jose, and I believe one more. But the reason I wanted to read you that list, that is the list of teams that had scouts at the Stars game on Wednesday against the Buffalo Sabres. So there's going to be some moves made. It's pretty much well known that the Stars, I wouldn't even say the word is lack. The Stars do not have secondary scoring. We don't have a very dangerous offense. But what we lack on offense, we make up for. And goaltending, with the dynamic duo of Antoine Hudobin and Ben Bishop, they are quite the tandem. One of the best, if not the best, in the Western Conference. Eastern Conference, Tampa Bay is really good at hockey. Vasilevsky is probably going to win the Vezina Trophy for the best goalie, but there's going to be moves made. And it, to me, that's part of the most exciting time to be a hockey fan, is when you see these big trades made. Foreshadow to the basketball talk coming up soon. So, I really wish I had a list of players that I think could make this team better. Honest to goodness, though, anyone that is a 15 to 20 goal scorer right now would be a delightful addition to this hockey team here in Dallas. So, we will see how that plays out. Now, this is something that no one will bring me down for, because I cannot contain my excitement for the Winter Classic next year. Oh boy, dates are hard to remember. January 1st, 2020 will be your Dallas Stars versus the Nashville Predators. And I am kind of excited because I feel like this could be a good start to a rivalry. There are two teams in the same conference. They do see each other quite often. The Nashville fans, I will give them credit. They are a ruckus bunch. They throw the catfish on the ice. That being said, don't make this about country music, please. I just don't want it. Country music and hockey do not go together. They're like lemon to the fish. They don't go together. I get it. I am a self-proclaimed country music hater. I am good at it. I don't like it. I grew up with it. I don't like it anymore. It's like diabetes. I have country music diabetes. Type 2 diabetes. You gave me too much of it, Texas. And now, anytime I get it, it makes me sick. I don't like it. I don't care for it. Leave me alone. It's not my music. I am a 90s baby. I listen to 90s alternative. With that being said, the Toadies should be playing at the Winter Classic. Pantera, may they rest in peace for those that we have lost, should have been playing in the Winter Classic. That's why I love hockey so much, because hockey is much more about the metal side of things. They're much more about the hardcore, and I just don't think that country music belongs there. But that's one person's opinion, and if you are listening at this point, you have listened to me ramble for 28 minutes, a little minute of hate of country music is not going to shoo you away. This is the episode of the 29 variety. I've been doing this 29 times. You're still coming around. You ain't going nowhere. And I love you for that. Don't ever let anyone tell you otherwise that you are not fantastic for sticking around. So we'll see how the Winter Classic goes. Cat's out of the bag. Yeah, I'm gonna go. And you're damn right I'm going to have a good time. I want a tailgate. Because, you know, by this time next year, or by January 1st next year, I'm going to get syndicated. I'm going to get picked up by somebody big. And I'm going to have sponsors and all kinds of things. You're going to be able to, you know, have a tent with, like, logos on it and sweatshirts and the colors of different Dallas sports franchises. Say Laces Out Finkel on it, or LOFS, I don't know. I'm going to be big time. All the way to the top of Dallas podcasting. It's a shallow pool. Not a lot of steps. Well, moving on. Last, but certainly not least. Yesterday, I was in the gym, gymnasium, and Cousin Jacob, big shout out to Cousin Jacob. Jacob is my cousin. He lives down in San Antonio. Big basketball fan. Big Sheck West fan. Sheck West! He's my inside source, my self-proclaimed inside source for all things basketball. And he sends me a text and says, Porzingis to the Mavericks. And I say, what? I don't know about that. And he says, no, Waj just tweeted about it. It's happening. And I have never been more okay with disrupting a workout than I was yesterday. Because, oh man, was that such a cool thing to see. So, let's just run this down. The Dallas Mavericks traded Dennis Smith Jr., DeAndre Jordan, and Wes Trash Matthews. And it looks like a couple of first-round conditional draft picks to the New York Knickerbockers for Courtney Lee, Tim Hardaway Jr., and Kristaps Porzingis. And in a league where you have to have a big three, we got two of those three. I'm saying it. Got Jalen Brunson. He's going to slide into that point guard spot. He's a young, quick, it's kind of hard to, as far as like his style of play, it's kind of hard to compare him to a certain player from the past. But it's really, really hard not to look at this trade and go, man, we have got a good future ahead of us. Now, Porzingis is a restricted free agent in this offseason. And it has been made apparent that he is going to re-sign. That's like kind of, you know, like a verbal agreement that he's going to re-sign with the Mavericks. I think once he makes it here to Dallas, he's already said that he looks forward to being with Luka and Dirk. I think Dirk, this is his last season. I don't know if you just saw the announcement. This is live. This is happening right now. Or like 35, 40 minutes ago. But regardless, Dirk is actually going to be in the All-Star game as a special roster addition with D-Wade. Kind of a, hey, thanks for coming out. This is your last run. Salute. Thanks for everything. So, we did give up quite a bit, but all things considered, DSJ, yes, you think, oh my god, he's young, he was supposed to be the future. He was. Then Luka came to town, changed everything. So, I don't know who they're going to really bring in after Porzingis. You got to think they're going to bring somebody else in. One, maybe two more pieces. But Dirk, this is his last season. I really, really think that. Watching him play, you can just see he just doesn't move quick. He's never been quick, but it's almost teetering on painfully obvious. But it is really, really, it feels really good to watch him go to these other usually hostile basketball environments like Boston and Madison Square Garden and get standing ovations. That's respect. And it's a real fun thing to watch. It's a real fun thing to be a part of as a Dallas fan. So, but also kind of funny, DeAndre Jordan. I get it. He went to Texas A&M, home state. He's back. But people don't forget what happened. People don't forget. especially sports fans, we don't forget. So that whole debacle with him committing to signing with the Mavs and then retracting that commitment to stay in L.A., everything's better in L.A. You know, the tacos are better in L.A. The hiking's just a fancy word for walking in L.A. But seeing all of that and then this happening, he gets shipped out, kind of just, I wouldn't say out of nowhere, but just gets shipped out like it's nothing. Then, let me clear my throat. We trade away Wes Matthews. Now, let me start by saying, I was one of those people that was on board for Wes Matthews when I was kind of an basketball fan, because the Mavericks had gone back to being mediocre and basketball had become all about the super teams. So I bought his jersey. That is a word for jersey, shirt. Combine them together, you have a jersey. And man, do I regret that, because he just turned into this ball hog, trash. I don't know what happened. I just completely fell out of love with what Wes Matthews was giving people on the court. And then just stupid ninja headband. You look like an idiot. You play like garbage. I just don't. He was not a fit for this team. He was never, to me, truly a Dallas Maverick. So, I don't miss him. Wes, trash. Matthews, we'll see how this trade works out, though. It's an exciting time to be a Mavericks fan. We have a very bright future ahead of us. We're going to go out and get LeBron, you know. We're going to go out and get Anthony Davis. And no, we're building for the future. Now, Porzingis is a slight bit injury prone, and that is a little bit concerning. But he is only, I think, 24 years old. So it's going to be an interesting next few months for Mavericks basketball. It's going to be an interesting second half of the year. It is only February 1st. It's just going to be an interesting year for sports in Dallas all around. So to kind of recap, baseball purists are crying. Cowboys fans, they're going to be upset because I want them to do poorly so Jason Garrett gets fired. I don't like country music. I have type 2 country beaties. Country music beaties. The Stars are in the thick of the Western Conference. The Mavericks make a big trade. First big trade of the season. And I really don't have anything else. I really don't have anything else written down. I don't have anything else to really go over. But I, more or less at this point, just kind of want to do a little PSA. And that is for people that listen to my podcast. First and foremost, thank you. I'm at a really interesting spot in my life. I kind of led off with this at the beginning of the podcast, where I'm starting a new journey, and it's very unfamiliar territory for me. It's not something that I particularly thought I was going to do, but here we are. So I don't know exactly how I feel about it. Now, this is not sports related whatsoever, so I'm sorry if that's kind of what you expected to hear. And this is not something that I will do often here on the podcast. So I just want to say thank you for everyone that's kind of reached out. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. Nothing bad has happened. I'm not in a bad situation. I'm not in a bad way. I'm 31 years old, and I don't exactly know which way my life is headed currently. If I had my choice of things, I would just do the podcast every day, and every waking moment of my life would be dedicated to the podcast. And I will say, I am sorry that I have not recorded a lot lately, because honest to goodness, my head, my heart haven't really been into it. Because you go throughout life and sometimes are faced with hardships. And again, nothing is wrong with me. I'm healthy, I'm fine, I'm happy. But mentally, sometimes it is a bit of a struggle to put up a front of everything is hunky-dory. I am happy all the time, because sometimes I'm not. And I've spent 4 years with one company, and that time is coming to a close. This Saturday, tomorrow, actually. Today is February 1st. February 2nd is my last day with this company that I've been with for the better part of 4 years. I guess for me, it's difficult to conceptualize because I am a creature of habit and I'm not used to change. So this is a big change for me. I'm going to be going to more of a career style opportunity starting Monday, and I don't know how I feel about it. I should be more excited than I am, but I have a love for talking into a screen. And we will, we'll see how everything plays out. I don't know, you know, tomorrow's not promised, and I don't know exactly where my journey will take me, but I do know that I've got a phenomenal, one-of-a-kind support system. I have amazing friends and family. I have a lot of friends that I've grown up with that I now consider family. I have a bright future ahead of me. I just don't know where the light's coming from. So I basically wanted to kind of say that because I know that it has been a while since I recorded the last podcast, but even though the sun may be out every day, it may not be always sunshine in your heart. So, thanks to everyone that has been a part of this little podcast journey so far. I'm excited to see where things go. I'm excited to see where I am headed personally. I'm just excited to, I'm excited to live. I'm excited to live. This sounds really, really weird. I don't mean to concern people. I am of sound mind. I just felt like, sharing a little bit of what's going on my side, because I feel like I owe it to the people that have listened to the podcast and helped thus far. So I will say thank you once again. And yeah. That's about all I have today. Now, this weekend is, like I said, it is my last hurrah. I think all of you know by now, I do work for Bishop Cider Company. I work at the tap room in the Bishop Arts District. And yeah, tomorrow is my last shift there. I will be there from 1 to 7, so if you want to come out, come on out. It's going to be fun. Everything's going to be fun. So I leave you today with a little bit of a beautiful clarinet solo. Thank you guys for listening, as usual. I can't wait to do this again. I probably won't do another one this weekend, to be completely honest with you. We got the Super Bowl on Sunday. Watch that. Enjoy that. Tonight we got the Stars hosting the Wild and their hockey team that hates us because we took them from them and won a Stanley Cup. Check your local listings for Mavericks basketball, because I do not have the schedule in front of me, because I am ill-prepared. This has been my time. This has been fun. And I'll talk to you guys later. Take care now. Bye-bye then.